personal thank you to the troops. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You represent 1% of the American people. None of you have to be here. You all decided to be here for your country.
President Biden visiting members of the 82nd Airborne in Poland, only about 60 miles from the Ukrainian border. Part of the U.S. forces bolstering NATO's eastern flank as Russia attacks Ukraine.
Ukrainian people have a lot of backbone. They have a lot of guts. And I'm sure you're observing it.
Poland is where most of the nearly 4 million Ukrainian refugees have fled. The president telling the troops what's at stake is a battle between democracy and autocracy, and that Ukrainian troops and civilians helping to fight take inspiration from them. The president will also visit refugees in Poland while pledging more humanitarian aid as the need continues to grow.
I mean, money can go a long way. A lot of the budgets of these cities in Poland have been blown out because they've spent all the money that was put aside for something else on catering to the refugees. So I think that is very much a big part of it, medical supplies, clothing, and finding a roof. One thing that Poland doesn't want is to have these large refugee camps.
Fox Business's Ashley Webster in Rzeszów, Poland. Russia is claiming more than 1,300 of its troops have died in Ukraine, far less than NATO or UN estimates, while also claiming Ukraine's military casualties may be 30,000, including 14,000 dead. The Russian Defense Ministry also says the first phase of its invasion is complete, that Ukrainian forces have been significantly reduced, and that now it can concentrate on what it calls the main goal, the liberation of Donbas in eastern Ukraine. There is more condemnation for North Korea after its test firing of an intercontinental ballistic missile yesterday. The G7 releasing a statement of condemnation today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is out of the hospital. The court announcing in a brief statement that he was discharged today after nearly a week of treatment for an infection.
The 73-year-old justice had been hospitalized since last Friday for flu-like symptoms. He was treated for an infection with intravenous antibiotics. The court did not detail the illness, but said it was not COVID-19. The justice has been vaccinated and boosted. Thomas did miss arguments this week. Chief Justice John Roberts says his colleague will consider the cases using briefs and transcripts of oral arguments. Thomas is the longest-serving justice currently on the bench, nominated by President George H.W. Bush in 1991. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson wins the support of moderate Democrat Joe Manchin. The West Virginia senator just releasing a statement calling Jackson's career and record exemplary and emphasizing that he met with her, considered her record, and closely monitored her testimony during this week's confirmation hearings. Republicans raised concern about her sentencing record in some child pornography cases. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announcing yesterday he will not vote to confirm her. A major jeweler is cutting ties with Russia.
Tiffany is suspending purchases of Russian diamonds. Signet Jewelers and Brilliant Earth have also cut ties with Russian-related businesses. Tiffany says it has paused the sourcing of all rough diamonds from Russia, as well as other diamonds of Russian origin, regardless of where they are cut and polished. It's also also instructed suppliers to stop buying Russian rough stones on Tiffany's behalf. Tiffany is a unit of luxury brands company LVMH. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
Stocks are fluctuating after a week of ups and downs. Right now, the Dow is down about 7 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.